Welcome to the Robinson Furnace Bros Game Show. Hayesville Campus moves on to sub-state semifinals as they take down Garden City tonight. We welcome on head coach Luke Swedberg. Coach, this was a game where your team got punched in the mouth to open it up. It was like 23-4 first quarter. Just talk me what you saw in those first 8 minutes.
Yeah, I thought you got to tip your cap to Campus here tonight. They were ready to play. They came out, they punched us right in the face. They were ready to go. Missed a few progressions early, and you know, it just kind of kept going from there. But you know what? I'm really proud of our guys. You know, at the end of the third quarter, we made a great play. Dallas made a great play. We pushed it back down to 14. I think it was 22 at one point. We got it all the way back down to 14. Then they come down the floor. They make a double clutch three to end it there. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a gut shot right there at the end when you feel like, man, you've done so much work to make yourself kind of climb back into it a bit. So, my heart's broken for our guys. Hats off to our seniors. They did a great job. It's, you know, I've said this before, but they've had three head coaches in their high school careers. It's really hard to sink into a rhythm. Mm-hmm. When that's the case, when you got different standards, different ways of doing things, and man, I'm so appreciative of these guys for their roles and what they accepted and accepting me and accepting our coaches, and I'm so proud of them. I'm so happy for our coaching staff. Like, they did a great job this year, supporting our guys and helping me kind of get to know Garden City a little bit more. But I'm really excited for what the future holds. That's for sure.
Just elaborate with me on the fight. You went down by 19 after one, but you won the second and third quarters. What were some things that you gave to the team after the first quarter, and how'd they execute?
You know, I thought we were simple a little bit better. We saw a few more progressions. I feel like we got a little bit sped up in the beginning and didn't quite see those progressions as much. But I felt like we just did simple better. And, you know, that's kind of as simple as it was.
Mm-hmm. You talked to Brody and Emilio as they made their way off the court. These are two guys, like you mentioned, they'd had three different coaches. They helped Garden City to its best regular season finish last year. Can you just tell me a little bit of what you told them when you subbed them off?
Yeah, I just told them, man, this isn't the end. This is just the beginning. And who we're becoming is way more important than, you know, us winning a basketball game. And that's what I'm hoping for these guys, is that they take a few of the things that they learned out here and they turn it into something in the future. And that's kind of where I left it with them. Was, man, I'm so proud of them. I love you guys. I appreciate everything you did. It's tough to come in and try and lead when the circumstances isn't what it was. You know what I mean? Basically just told them how much I appreciated them, how much I loved them, and how much of a great future these guys have in front of them.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.